that these Yumei Hamaaseh should be L'Toeles in order to be Mekabel Toiro B'Shleimuso. The Yisod of Naaseh Koidim L'Nishmo is a prerequisite in Kabbalah Satoiro. This is stated in the Gemara, B'Shosha Osha Olo Moshe L'Amorim, and he wanted to be Mekabel the Toiro, B'Shosha Yigdimu Yisroel Naaseh L'Nishmo. So, Be'etzem, where did they get this idea of Naaseh Koidim L'Nishmo? The Gemara says, Mi Gilo Ro Ze L'Bonai. Omru Lahem Mi Gilo L'Bonai Ro Ze. Shemalachei Hashoreth Mishtamshim Boi. Diksiv. Baruch Hu Hashem Malochov Giboy Rekoyach Oise Dvoroi L'Shmoi B'Kol Dvoroi. Bereisho Oise Oise V'Hoda L'Shmoya. This is the derech of Malochim. Mi Gilo Ro Ze L'Bonai. The Hanhog of Malochim who have no Yetzehore, no alternative other than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them to do. The whole Metzias of a Malach, Chazal teach us, a Malach is, his Metzias is the Shlichas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. More than that, he doesn't have. These Malochim, their Hanhoge, is Naaseh Koidim L'Nishmo. And this is a Mahalach that Klal Yisroel learned that we need in order to be Mekabel Toiro. And this, I think, has to be explained. Why only with such a hanhoge can we be zoiche to Kabbalah Satoiro? Interesting to note, the Rabbeinu Yoino, when he explains in the Darkei HaTshuva and how a person is matzliach to come to the darge of Yodeya Olav Tashayeid Olav Talumois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be made that about tshuva, after doing tshuva, will not return to this chet. And he asks, what exactly does he have to do? And if I'll just read a few lines from the Shari Tshuva, he says the following. Kashe yishma musar ha-chachomim, when someone listens to what the chachomim teach us, v'yakshiv v'yishma v'yichna v'yarze b'tshuva, he listens what his Rebbe, what is mechanech, what is moir derech, what he tells him to do, v'yarze b'tshuva, and v'yikabel b'liboy, he will accept kol divrei hatechochos, shelo yigor adova midivreihem. He'll do whatever he tells him to do, that's what's going to happen. V'hinei, the Rabbeinu Yoino says, ho'ish hazeh, v'rega koton yotzo ma'afelo lo'er godol. He comes, he leaves the choshech to a tremendous er godol. Why? When he's going to listen, understand, and be mekabel to listen, then also lo yhatshuva. He becomes another person completely. And being mekabel, this machshov in his mind, that this is what he's going to do, he gets schar on all the mitzvahs that he didn't do yet, that he's going to do. But the schar of those mitzvahs he receives already now. Ma'ala olav akosuv ki'ilu osohu. Va'ashrov ki tzodok benavshe b'sho kalo. And Rabbeinu Yoino brings two rayas to this yisod. At the end he feels zois Rabbeinu Yoino, the obis Rabbeinu Nosson, kol shemaisav merubin mechochmoso yichochmoso miskayemes, diksiv, Naaseh v'nishmo. Shehikdimu kabolos ha-maisa al-nafshom lefnei ha-shmiyo. In other words, Rabbeinu Yoino says, the idea of being mekabel musri chachomim, not knowing what I'm going to do, or what knowing how I'm going to do it, is the equivalent of the Naaseh v'nishmo that Klal Yisroel said b'shas matan toiro. And actually, this needs a very major explanation. Hayitochen. I said Naaseh v'nishmo, and I don't know what to do. I didn't learn. It's chochmosei meruba mechochmosei. He doesn't know how to do it, doesn't know what to do. And on the other side, he gets schar, even if he doesn't know what he's going to do. So what exactly did he do? He was mekabel. I said I'm going to do. So I said I'm going to do, is that enough to give him the schar of ki'ilu hu oso? It's called that he already had done it, that it's done already? Hayitochen? How can you understand that to be? Ba'oid, even more so, it's hard to understand. He doesn't even know what to do. Let's say he didn't do it. He won't accomplish it. In the middle, he'll be cholila. He won't accomplish what he set out to do. But here we're talking about someone that doesn't know what to do b'chlal. He has no idea what has to be done. So how can we consider him to be a person of ki'ilu oso? I think that the tshuva to this shaila be'etzim lies in the yesod, what does it mean to be mekabel musri chachomim? What does it mean to be mekabel to listen? To be someone that's mekabel and listens to what he's told to do. When you have someone that is going to accept you as his mentor, his rebbe, his moire derech, and he still has a mind of his own, it's really not sure if this moire derech will be matzliach to carry over the message that this person will do what he has to do. Because along the way, he might change his mind or might find other interests and move away from what he's going to do. The total commitment of listening to the moire derech, of listening to this rebbe, and not straying away a kihuzeh from what he's going to say, what actually he's doing, he's taking away his own rotzoin completely. He disqualifies his own rotzoin for what he's going to do, that it doesn't exist. The only thing that exists in this person is only the rotzoin of the Rav who is telling him what he's supposed to be doing. In other words, he ke'ilu makes himself only one yetzer. The total idea of doing is only mashiyiru lanu chachomim. I have no other interest and no other idea to do anything else. And therefore, naase, I'm going to do it. There's nothing that's going to stop me from doing the thing that I'm going to do because I have no other interest, no other rotzoin, no other will other than the will of what the Rebbe will tell me to do. This is the yesod of naase, which we can consider to be, it can be a Kabbalah of ki'ilu aso, even if he doesn't know what to do. Even if he doesn't understand what he's supposed to be doing. He never learned the sugi, he doesn't know what's supposed to be done. But he has no other rotzin to do other than what the moire derech, the Rav, will tell him to do. That's the dugma of a malach. When a malach undertakes to do something, he has no other rotzen in the world because Yitaka doesn't have. A malach doesn't have two yitzorim. He does only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do. More so, he's only created to do that avodah. Here we see a hechatimtza of Klal Yisrael understood. Mekablei HaToiro doesn't mean I'm going to accept, I'm going to add it to my portfolio, I'm going to put it into the things that I'm going to do. But rather, Kabbalah means that I'm totally immersed, that I have no other rotzen, no other dealing except the rotzen of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me to do. The Gemara in Shabbos, the sugya of Kabbalah Satoiro, tells us a very interesting shtikali Gemara. Hahu Tzduki, there was a Tzduki, the Chazi L'Rovo, the Koma'ayim B'Shmaitase. He was learning, he was sitting and learning his Daf Gemara, what he was supposed to be doing. V'yasva etzbo'osei didei, he was sitting on his finger. Tusikar, under his foot, he was holding his hand or his finger. V'komayitzbo'hu v'komavatzin etzbo'osei domo. And he was sitting on his finger all the time. It created a wound, and blood started to flow from his finger. And Robo didn't realize what was going on, and he was continuing learning, didn't stop. Omalei, so this Duki, this Apikoris, said to Robo, he said, Amo Bzizo, a very derogatory term of a person, you know, without seichel, without, you're doing things without a cheshbon. What are you really doing? Dekadmisu pumaychu la'adunaychu. Naasev nishmo is your mouth went before your ears. That's naase v'chakech nishma. Normally it should be, let's hear what Hashem is telling us to do, and then I'll agree whether yes or not. But here, the Klal Yisrael did the other way around. The Kadmisu Pumaychu Ladunaychu. Akati Bipsuzaychi Kamaisu. This attitude is not normal. For you see, he doesn't know what he's doing, and blood is running from his finger, and he's sitting and learning. This is not normal. Firstly, you have to listen. First, listen if you can accomplish and do what Hashem tells you to do. And if not, if you can't, say that you won't do it. That's what this Luki said to Rova. So Rova said, no, that's not the fact. Anan, Klal Yisrael, this Aginon Bishleimuso, Diksiv Tumas Yisholom Tanchem. We go with Hashem with closed eyes, with an open heart and closed eyes. Kederech she'oisim ahava, Rashi says, just as a person does from ahava when he loves a person. V'samchinen olav, we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sh'lo yitenenu dovo, sh'linucha lamed bo. We go without cheshbon b'chlal, and we do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do whatever he tells us to do. What exactly did the Tzaduki see? And what did Rabbi really answer him? And why didn't he feel the blood? Why not? It hurts. When you sit on your finger or you cut your hand, you should normally feel the blood. Why didn't you feel the blood? And the tshuva really is, he was so immersed in learning, all his hergeshim, all his feelings that he had, were totally immersed in the Torah of Hashem. Ad kadei kach, that his personal feelings of hurt didn't exist. We do have the stories of Gedolei Olam that were able to undergo operations of some kind, surgical operations, without taking anesthetics by immersing themselves in deep thought of Torah. It's something that, alavai, we should be zeiche, but it is something which is possible. So what the Gemara says, the dogma of the Gemara actually is, this is what Nasa Kodem L'Nishma really means. You turn yourself totally away from everything else. All your physical feelings, all your mind, everything is only geared to one thing, to listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell us. Therefore, that is really the yesod of Nasa Kodem L'Nishma. When we stand now, before Chag HaShavuot, before the time of Matan Torah, we say, like the Malachim said, we say, Nase Koidum Nishma. What are we really saying? We're saying that we're going to try to put ourselves in such a position that we remove ourselves totally from any other Ritzoinois, no other desires, no other ideas except the one thing, to be Mekabel, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell us. And that's really the taich of Nase Koidum Nishma. Kabbalah HaTorah actually, in this pshat, means a tesefes. It doesn't only mean that we're willing to undertake to do, but it actually means it should be so clear by us, the accomplishment of listening to Hashem's Torah, ad kedei kach, that there's no hava mina, and there's no way in the world that we won't succeed to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell us. Because our Kabbalah is ke'ilu aso. Our Kabbalah is so complete, the equivalent of a malach, the equivalent of Rova when he was sitting and learning, that he didn't feel his finger, he didn't feel anything. And that is really the avodah that we have until Shavuos Yemirtzeh Hashem, to try to teach ourselves to become bonim l'Hashem, that listen to their father and they accept their father without having their own will and their own rotzen to be accomplished. Afreilich en yontif.
Yashar Koyach, Harav HaGoyin, Nachman Lvovich Lita. We would now like to turn from Chicago to Eretz Yisrael, where Harav Moshe Aaron Friedman in Shlita is, to give us Divrei Chizuk.
Shalom Aleichem.
Aleichem Shalom, we hear you, Rav Moshe.
Okay, we're holding a few days before Chag Matan Torah, Chag HaShavuot. It's called the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Some say it's a lashon of Mushba Va'Omer, like Masechta Shavuos. Masechta Shavuos has 49 blat, so the 49 days of the Omer, Shavuos. But there's another taich, it's called Chag HaShavuos, because of the Sheva Shavuos, the 7 weeks. how meaningful a person's Shavuos is going to be is based on how much of a preparation and hachana nafshis he did during the Shavuos. Every Yid's Chag Matan Torah, Chag Shavuos, looks and is on the madrega of how much he put emphasis into those Shavuos, the preparation of Shavuos. We know that by the Yom Tov of Shavuos, by Matan Torah, on one hand it was Nasav and Nishma, and on the other hand, it said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis, which is L'chaira, an Indian that he was Machriach Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. Nasav and Nishma is a extreme darga of Ratzon, to want to do it, and on the other hand, it says Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis. This is a stira, which Tois Cicerei asks Akasha, and many other of the Mepharshim discuss this stira, was the Madrega of Klal Yisrael Nasav and Nishma, that the Baratzon wanted to be Makabel, or was it Kof Aleim HaKegigis? Tosfos in Shabbos says that really it was Nasav and Nishma, but since there was a big fire, there was an Eish HaGedoyla, and therefore Hashem was worried the Yidden would have Charota, and they would be Chazar Bohem when they see the Eish HaGedoyla, therefore it was necessary to also have Kof Aleim HaKegigis, because Shema Yachzuru Meha Eish HaGedoyla, they'll back out. The Mepharshim ask, if it was really on the Darug of Nasa Menishma and this fire is what might cause the Yidden to back out, so don't make the fire, don't make the Eish HaGedoyla, and then it won't require the lower Darug of Kof Aleim HaKegigis. Why is the fire necessary? And the answer is because Torah goes with a fire. Torah is Eish HaTorah. Torah has to be learnt the Hislavos. It has to be learnt with a brin. We're learning in Yeshiva Mesech Tepsochim, and Kiyadua, when you get rid of the chametz is the Yetzer Hara. But after you search out and you do Bedikas chametz, there has Bir chametz. And Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, Ein Bir chametz Ela B'Sreifa. We know that the Torah is the tavlin for the Yetzer Hara. And the remez over here is that the chametz, which is the Yetzer Hara, a person wants to get rid of his Yetzer Hara, Al Yedei Torah tavlin. Torah is the only way, the only tavlin to get rid of the Yetzer Hara. It's Ein Bir Chometz Ela B'Sreifa. It has to be a fiery Torah. It has to be a Torah from Eish, from Islavus, and a person that learns with a Bren, then he's able to have that Madrega of Torah. So Torah has to be with an Eish. Now that there's an Eish, Shema Yachzuru Behem, Eish HaGedoyla, it required Kof Aleim HaKegigis. The Medrash, in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, brings that the Torah is Nitten B'Shloisha Dvarim. Be'Eish, B'Mayim, U'Bamidbar. If you're talking that that's the taich, that Eish, Torah is given the Eish, means that a Torah has to be learned with a fire, with a Hislavus, with a Bren. The Inyan of Mayim, the Inyan of Torah is Nitten K'mayim, the Gemara explains that a person has to have Anova. The way to Tzugan to Torah is with Anova. There's a remez in this week's parsha. Kaf Achas Asor Azov Zogt, Zogin Me'apshat, Kaf Achas, if a person bends himself over a little bit, he's Kofuf, he's kaf achas, he bends over a little bit. So that's asora zov. Asora zov, asora is a yud, is a yid, is asora zov, is a golden a yid. A golden a yid and asora zov, a golden a yud, a golden a yid, is a yid that bends out over a little bit. And that's also the Indian that Torah was given in the midbar. Torah was given in the midbar as also a person has to have his batlas. But going to the original question we asked, the steer of Tosfos, whether on one hand the yidden were on the madreg of Nasav and Nishma, and on the other hand, we're saying that it was only on the darg of Kof Aleim HaKegigis, they had to be forced into it, which is the lower madrega. So Tosfos had explained, it's because we were scared of the Eish. There's another Mahalach, the Maral says, and others, Kof Aleim HaKegigis is not a lower madrega. Kof Aleim HaKegigis is an expression of the fact that we are a muchlich. We are forced to live a life of Torah. It's the truth. Nasav and Nishma is a maila that we're doing the Torah meiratzon. Kof Aleim HaKegigis is not a negative factor. We are forced. Torah is for us like oxygen, like chamtzan. It is our lifeblood. We need to have the Torah. Kof Aleim HaKegigis adds a facet in a yid's life that he must have the Torah. It's not a luxury. It's not something extra. It is a must. It's im lav shom tehei. It has to be. So Kof Aleim HaKegigis is lav dafka, a negative, oh, they were forced into it. It has a tight of the fact that you must have the Torah. There's another facet in Kof Aleim Har Kegigis. Kof Aleim Har Kegigis represents a chuppah. It's the chuppah. Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'yoyim chasunoso yizu matan Torah. There's a word that's the Titan Kof Aleim Har Kegigis. Because when someone is an oinis, the din by an oinis is layucha l'shalcha kol yomov. By a matzav of oinis, the din of the Torah is layucha l'shalcha kol yomov. Hashem wanted that one has nasav and ishma, which is a marriage, a chasana, a zivug between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, it's layucha l'shalcha kol yomov. It will be an everlasting marriage. Of course, there's two chasanas. There's the chasana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chasan and Klal Yisrael is the kala. We know there's also that Klal Yisrael is the chasan and the Torah is the kala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shver, according to that mashal. But there's two facets over here, but it's the yoyim chasunosoi zumat and Torah. And Kof Aleim Har Kegigis represents that inyan that it's a chasana. So we discussed various aspects, what the Kof Aleim Har Kegigis is bringing out. Now, it's yidua that the Chag of Matan Torah is not just a zecher l'matan Torah. When we say Shavuos is man matan Torah seinu, it's not a zecher l'matan Torah. It is matan Torah. Every year the Eibishter comes and gives us the Torah on Shavuos. It's, if you would use the muscle that it's a chasma, it's not the anniversary. It's the chasma itself. It's not a wedding anniversary. Every year it is the wedding, the zivug of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now a person has to have hachana, has to get ready for a wedding. We said it's Shiva Shavuos, and the way your Matan Torah will look is how you prepared yourself in those Shavuos. A person has to make hachana. Now, one of the ways of going making hachana, it's makubal, it's accepted that one learns up the sugis and Parshas Yisroi. Parshas Yisroi, the Parsha from Matan Torah, there's a sach yisoidis that you see that you can learn up over there. There's a lashon of Rashi in Parshas Yisroi that says, "Im tekablu ye'orev lechem." If you accept the Torah, you prepare yourself to accept the Torah, ye'orev lechem. The lashon in Birchas HaTorah, v'ha'arevna. I want to say, efshar, v'ha'arevna, you can say a few different ways what v'ha'arevna means. V'ha'arevna, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ha'arev. Orev is a vada, a lashon of mesikos. That's the pashat pshat. That we want that the Torah should be zis. We're asking that the Torah should be zis for us. It should be sweet. We mean the Torah should come as sweet. But the harev, orev, could have another meaning. First of all, it's a lashon of an orev. If a person borrows money, and then there's the loiva, and there's the orev, the guarantor, the one that's going to take achrayis and say, "I'm orev ladover. I'm the one that's taking achrayis for this halva." A person needs to know that he has to take achrayis on his learning. He has to be an orev. Also, orev is a lashon of me'urav. Me'urav is mixed in, to be involved. A person has to get involved in his learning, and he has to become a part of it. It has to be a matzav of la'asoik b'divrei Torah, that it's mamash and esek, the same way a person understands that he has to put all of his koiches into his esek, that it should be matzliach, and even sometimes be mashkia, years and years and many hours of work to be matzliach ve'esek. A person has to be me'urav in his learning. Now, if a person wants the Torah to be the harevna, it should be zis, it should be sweet, it doesn't always come easy. Kol hatchol is koshis, Rashi brings in Yisroi. But if you'll be metabel, then it will be a orev lechem. The guarantor, I want to say the different pshatim in v'harev, what will make someone guaranteed that there's an arevus, there's an arvus, there's a guarantor to his Torah, and that he'll be a part of it, and then he'll be zoicha, that he should have the mesikas ha-Torah. Torah is avad zis, Torah is yoyser mosaik midvash. Dvash, we know the Pasuk says in Mishlei, a person, dvash is very sweet, but eventually if a person has too much dvash, it's not going to be so tefreden with the time of dvash anymore if it comes too much. But by Torah is yoyser mosik midvash, a person wants oid v'oid v'oid. The oilam zoicha zayin, we should take a zoicha to v'harevna, we should be take a chlayas in our learning, and it should become zis, it should become a part of us, and it should be mosaik, and we should be zoicha to the bracha of aniya anachnu v'tzatzeinu kulonu yoidei shemecha v'loim dei sarasecha l'shmo. Agut niyantif.
Amen. Shkoyach Ramosh Aaron Friedman Shlita.